Tower. Some low cloud or fog. It's caused problems at Auckland Airport again. And there was a car fire on State Highway 20 as well this morning. So that's caused some hiccups, obviously. Low cloud or fog should clear this morning. Those showers develop. Fresh southwesterlies developing this morning. 16 high, 12 low. And a fine day tomorrow. And fine weather, really, over the next couple of days. High tides today. Tuesday, Waitemata Horiki Golf this morning at around 9:45 and at Unihunga at 1 o'clock this afternoon. This hour we'll be talking with Shane Vetti, Malcolm Mulholland, Rata Campbell and Moko Templeton, all going well. Dr. Shane Vetti is with us. Good to talk with you again, Shane. Tēnā koe, hoki mai.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Good to speak with you.
Thanks for joining us, Shane. You must be pretty pleased, I'm sure, that those who were desperately in need of life-enhancing medicines will be pleased that you've helped to coordinate PharmAct to cover up to 54 new medicines. How satisfying is this from your end? And how's it going to affect those who are in the most difficult of circumstances? How many people will benefit? What satisfies you most about what's occurred here?
Yes, thank you, Dale. Yes, it's satisfying to be able to lend the policy that will make such a difference for 175,000 people in year one. And it's a reflection of the coalition government placing a high priority on PharmAct and on the initiatives and on the things that pharmaceuticals can do, both cancerous and non-cancerous. And to be finally able to land this, to have figured out the implementation part and everything that's required in the infrastructure to actually have it up and running as of October, November this year, it is very satisfying. Others have called it transformative. We agree with them. We have as well. Transformative, one of the biggest injections into PharmAct ever. So I'm very pleased to finally be able to land this and to start making a difference in people's lives.
How hard did you have to go into bat at a time when belt tightening is the norm? You wanted to assist cancer patients as much as you could, but I guess economics at one stage curtailed your ambition, but now you've found a way through. How hard did you have to bat for the extra funding to farm it?
Look, there was a real willingness across all of the coalition partners. They understood the importance of this. And yes, it is a time where we're needing to get the absolute most we can inefficiencies from all of government, and we'll continue to do so. But there was a real willingness and momentum from all of the government parties to progress this, because they understood the importance. So like it is with other initiatives, one has to very clearly explain what the benefits are and how it would be delivered. But all of the coalition partners understood the importance and were able to progress it.
Tēnā koe. So more access to life-enhancing drugs through PharmAct. What about surgeries and waiting lists for cancer treatments? You've been a strong advocate to get those moving. Where are we at?
So this is one of the tools in cancer management. Of course, alongside that, we have surgery, which is probably the most common modality, and then radiotherapy. And then that mix of hematology and chemotherapy. And the importance that we put on cancer, we signalled a long time back, many, many months ago, by making faster cancer treatment the 31-day target, one of our five top-line reportable targets. So we've set our sights on doing a better job with cancer. And for the question you ask, wait lists, those sorts of things, that comes into our faster cancer treatment target, which is one of the top five.
Thanks very much. Meanwhile, as Minister of Health, you're asking Health New Zealand to find efficiencies and to reinvest in the front line. Can you give us an update of that kaupapa, please, Shane?
Yes, I can. That's been progressing. Not Health New Zealand, it was the Ministry of Health was who have been asked to find efficiencies in the back office. And they've been able to progress that thoughtfully and appropriately, and have reassured me that they'll be able to deliver all their key functions with high quality and high standard. And so, like other government ministries, all ministries were expected to find savings and will be continued to be expected to find savings. So challenging times, but we have been able to do that at the Ministry of Health.
Thanks. Obviously, the winter ills and chills have hit hard and early, Look, on top of that, whooping cough's on the rise. Can you talk with us about whooping cough? How common is it? Is it affecting adults as much as kids? And how are our A&E coping with what's seen as a big issue right as we speak, Shane?
Yeah, so we are seeing pertussis is what we're talking about, whooping cough. So we are seeing an unexpected increase, certainly compared to previous years, in whooping cough at the moment, and have seen it for several months. Again, higher than levels we've seen in previous years. And anyone who's had a family member or a friend with whooping cough, you never forget it. It literally describes the nature of the cough. It is that whoop as they cough. A terribly energy zapping, that persistent coughing is incredibly frustrating. The good side, but the frustrating part to that is that this is correctable with the pertussis vaccine. And so it continues to be a shout out to young mums and to young families particularly, which is what whooping cough particularly affects. Please make sure you're up to date with your childhood vaccine, because those vaccines do protect against whooping cough. It's very unusual to get whooping cough once you're fully vaccinated. So it's actually a shout back to the vaccination teams. Thank you for the work they're doing, but also to the community to say we have got an uptick in whooping cough. It is correctable. It is treatable. It is able to be prevented with the routine childhood vaccinations. And of course, at the same time, we pick up measles and all the other things that we're interested in this time of the year as well. So it's a shout out to the vaccinators and those who need to be vaccinated.
Tēnā koe, got a bit of it kicking around our place. I think incessant coughing, does it affect adults?
Yes, adults can catch it as well. I'm not aware at this point of what the ratio is, but my understanding is the uptick we're seeing is affecting more younger people, children and younger people. But yes, adults can get it as well.
Okay. So if you've got an incessant cough, it could be whooping or whooping cough. It's spelled W-H-O-O-P-I-N-G, whooping cough, or whooping cough as it's known. So how common is the pertussis immunisation regime? What sort of numbers are we seeing, Shane? Any ideas?
Yeah, so it roughly follows what we're seeing, with MMR, in that we're under the line, well under the line for where we want to be, and particularly well under the line for Māori, in as much as that the Māori for MMR are roughly 10% less immunised than non-Māori. Well, it's actually going to be very similar for whooping cough as well. It'll be that 10% difference. So we are well short of where we've been previously and well short of where we need to be to get what's called herd immunity, which means everyone's protected. So we are well below that line.
And any updates from the immunisation scene that might be of interest to Ngāi Māori, Shane?
Yes, I'm encouraged by the addition to the immunisation program from Māori health providers at the end of last year, and I'm getting good reports on the number of vaccinators and the reach that they're having. I think winter turns our minds, all you need is to have family members with the sniffles and the coughs. You think, oh yeah, that reminds me, I must get the kids vaccinated or get their vaccinations up to date. So as well as bringing the problem, winter also adds a bit of momentum to, that's right, as a reminder, we need to fix that. So I am encouraged, and this is a thank you to the Māori health providers out there today who will put needles into arms across the whole community, Māori and non-Māori, and saying thank you.
Tēnā koe, Shane. Any other updates you'd like to throw at our peeps this morning, Ehua?
Oh, a lot of work. The House sitting here today will be picking up parts of the budget which need to progress and other pieces of legislation, but we'll roll our sleeves up and get into our work, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Shane. Thanks for sharing some time with us. All the best for the mahi.
Kia whaito rā hoki.
Ngā mahi. Ki te wā o Matariki.